all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. This morning's sermon is based on verse 27 of Mark chapter 3, which we heard read. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Certain age groups in the part of North Carolina from which I came, there was no such word or sport as wrestling. Didn't exist. It was called wrestling. Now, there would be something called wrestling in high school, college, Olympics, but the sport called wrestling was down in the mud, grabbing, fighting, punching, biting, wrestling. And that's what we have here in this story of the strong man, that one verse that we heard read in Mark chapter 3. This parable of the kingdom. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. So you get the picture. There's a strong man, a big, powerful guy sitting out on his porch. And his house, like all houses that we live in, is filled with his stuff. He's worried about his stuff, right? Maybe he lives in a bad neighborhood, and maybe he's had somebody break in before, so he's sitting guard on his porch over his property. And along comes a robber, a thief. And they get in a wrestling match. And the robber wants to steal his stuff, wants to break into his house. And so there's all kind of wrestling going on. Spitting and jumping and biting, all sort of stuff rolling around on the porch. Till at last, the thief comes out on top. Duct tape, rope, whatever it is. He ties up that strong man. And he goes into his house. Steals him blind. This story, what we've got in front of us, is a wrestling and robbery story. That's exactly what it is, plain and simple. Wrestling and robbery. Jesus tells this very short story. It's a strange story, though, coming from the lips of Jesus. Where are we in this story? Where's Jesus in this story? Are we the strong man rightfully defending our property? Is this story about the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal? Nope, it isn't. It's not about that. Are we the robber, the thief, who comes to overcome this strong man? Are we being told to be spiritually strong, that we have to go into battle? Nope, that's not it either. We're not the thief. So where are we in this story? Well, I think that we are the stuff. We're the possessions of the strong man in the house which he's guarding over. Now, it's not a very glamorous part of the story, is it? Because the stuff does nothing. I'm completely passive. It just sits there. It's a pile of possessions in the building. If we're the stuff, we don't do the fighting. We get fought over. We're not strong and mighty, wrestling out on the porch, battling for things, trying to win. We're being fought over. And we just sit there while all the action happens out on the porch. At the start of this story, we belong to the strong man. He is guarding over us, keeping watch. He has all power. We can't escape. big screen TV can't slip out the screen door, right? It belongs rightfully to the strong man. That's just the way it is. But then this thief comes along and ties up the strong man, takes us out of the house. And now we belong to the thief, the robber. We have changed hands. Either way in the story, we're not doing a whole lot. We either belong to the one or to the other. We're not the action in the story. We don't move it along. And so we come to the main question of this little parable that Jesus speaks. Who do we belong to? If we are stuff, whose stuff are we? It's an important question. Who do you belong to? Because who you belong to dictates how your story goes. If you're a little dog and you belong to a guy who somehow got a hold of you and doesn't care two bits about you, ties you up on a chain, every now and again throws some dog food out at you. When he's going out to his car, he kicks you to get out of the way. You're going to have one kind of life. But if you're a dog who belongs to a sweetest person in the world, the biggest dog lover in the world, who buys you a big bed in the living room and feeds you treats and pets you and kisses you, you're going to have a different kind of life. Who you belong to is going to dictate your future, your destiny, your experience day to day. This story says, in the end, that you belong to the thief. You've been stolen. You belong to the robber. And you're his property now. And the thief, the robber, the lawbreaker in this story, who's that? Well, here's perhaps the weirdest part of the story. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus is the holy thief, the divine home invader. It is Satan, the evil one whom we met in Genesis 3. It is the Lord of death and despair and sin who sits on the porch, holding on to us, his lordship over us. And without Christ, the thief, without Christ barreling into this world when he was born, without Jesus enduring suffering and death and resurrection, without Christ, we'd still be in that house, captives, stuck in the house of sin and death, always. But praise the Lord that Jesus, the Son of God, the holy, perfect, innocent Son of God, is a thief. He is a burglar. He's the great and wonderful holy burglar who pushes his way into the world, into our world, onto that front porch, and by being born under the law, living under the law, doing and suffering the things that he does, binds the strong man, ties him up, renders him powerless. Sin, evil, death, the devil, your very own sins, your very death, bound up, of no consequence. We no longer belong to them. Christ has freed us. Now those things still exist. The story says that the thief binds the strong man. He's sitting there on the porch. He may make noise. He may yell and scream at us. He may threaten us. But he's bound. You'll have to face death. Indeed. But death can do nothing to you, for he's been bound by the greater thief, the greater robber, who has taken us out of the clutches of death and sin. And we say to death, yes, you're scary. And we say to the devil, yes, you're scary and sin. But I belong to someone who's stronger than you. And whatever you threaten me with, whatever terror in my heart I feel, is of no consequence, for I have been stolen from your house, and I belong to Jesus. The message of the story is just that. We are only stuff. We pretend to be in control of our lives, that we make decisions, that we construct our life, our career, our family. It's all an illusion. We are not in control of ourselves. We're just stuff, stuck in the house. Other forces larger than us control us, make our destiny in large part, especially completely in spiritual things. We're just stuff. But we are Jesus's stuff. And he fights for us. He sheds his blood for us. And he defeats the evil one. And we belong to him. No one else. No one else. We may be just stuff, but we are his stuff. And he is holy and mighty and gracious and forgiving. And we belong to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.